Morning, everyone. Good morning. Good day. Good evening. Lovely to see you all. Oh. So I'm back at Osling Monastery, and I hope the internet connection is going to be okay. I had a Zoom session earlier, and it was fine. But let's just say a prayer for all beings to be enlightened and for the internet connection to be good enough for us to meet today. So I will bring up onto the screen the Refuge and Bodhicitta. And so the practice we will do today will be a repeat of what we did last week, which is practice on the four common foundational practices or the four thoughts that turn the mind towards the Dharma. And so I think you'll appreciate just how valuable these practices are. It's not that we do them once and we've done them. It's a continual reorientation of the mind towards the Dharma. And this is really the heart of the Mahamudra practice. So great. So I'll jump in a few moments to lead the session. And just to say, if you'd like to turn away from the screen, you're very welcome to do that. I will just guide the practice as we go through it. So, as always, let's begin finding a comfortable posture, making sure that the spine is gently upright. And the moment we bring the body to the mind, we might start to feel the body relaxing. Noticing any pockets of tension, any holding on. Allowing that to release. And then relaxing the mind. And the instruction here is just to let things be as they are. Allowing whatever is arising in your experience. And then bringing to mind our motivation for practicing today, touching into the heart. Making the aspiration that we and all beings can find happiness within. Happiness that comes from recognizing our innate qualities. And then bringing to mind the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, those who've practiced the path, realized the path. And making the aspiration that just like them, may we achieve enlightenment. And so we'll recite Refuge and Bodhicitta twice in Tibetan and once in English. Sangye jidang soki chognam Changchu badu dagni kyabsu Changchu badu dagni. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Supreme Assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is achieved. May the merit of my generosity and other virtuous deeds lead to Buddhahood for the welfare of all beings. And the Four Immeasurables. Simjin Tamji Dewadan Dewegidang Dembagyuji Dungnal Dang Dungnal Gi Gidang Drawa Gyuji Dungnal Mepe Dewadampa Dang Mindrawa Gyuji Nearing Jagdang Nidang Drawe Tang Yom Jimbula Nebagyuji Simjin Tamji Dewadang Dewegidang Dembagyuji Dungnal Dang Dungnal Gi Gidan Drawa Gujik Dungnal Mepe Dewadampa Dang Mindrawa Gujik Nearing Jagdang Nidang Drawe Dang Yom Jimbula Nebagyuji. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May they be free from suffering and its causes. May they never be parted from sublime bliss, free from suffering. May they dwell in great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. So once again, resting the mind as it is. Just resting in awareness itself. The instruction we often hear is non-meditation, non-distraction. We're seeing if we can allow this quality of effortlessness, just simply being. And so now bringing to mind how precious this human life is. So just taking a moment to appreciate that you're alive. That you have this precious human body. You can hear, you can see, you can think. You have the opportunity to direct the mind in wholesome ways. And taking a moment to appreciate that you've met with the Dharma and received precious teachings. practice instructions that can really take you beyond suffering. Contemplating how incredible it is that these teachings have been passed down from the Buddha in an unbroken lineage. And that we're able to meet with these teachings more than 2,500 years later. We can appreciate that we have the willingness to explore the mind, to work with the mind. And that we have a mind and a body that allows us to do this. And then letting go of that reflection and just resting in awareness for a few moments. So now we'll begin the second reflection, which is on impermanence. So reflect on the changing nature of reality. So let's really bring this into a direct experience and begin by noticing the change that happens with each breath. You breathe in, and the previous moment is gone. You breathe out, and everything has changed. Nothing stays the same, even for a moment. Oh, the universe is changing. With every heartbeat, everything is changing. If you can touch into and rest in the relative truth of impermanence. And then once again, letting that reflection fall away and just resting in awareness for a few moments. So now we'll begin the third contemplation on karma, cause, and effect. So begin by contemplating the interdependent nature of everything that you're experiencing. Reflect on how everything, the universe, the environment, your behavior, and your mind are all related. Inner experience is shaped by what happens around us. And what happens in our own body and mind shapes how we experience and relate to the outside world. Everything in our entire experience on a relative level comes about due to causes and conditions. So again, dropping that reflection and just resting in awareness for a few moments. And so the fourth reflection is on the suffering of samsara. And in this contemplation, we can develop a deep sense of renunciation. So let's begin by reflecting on how our expectations rarely match what actually happened. Our ideas about things are just ideas. And then contemplate that no matter where you look for happiness within samsara, because of impermanence, because of past karma, there's no lasting happiness to be found. There is nothing here that is really reliable. Nothing that we can pin our hopes on to bring us lasting happiness. Everything is uncertain. Try to recognize that most of the suffering we experience on a daily basis is self-created. And yet, because it's self-created, we can free ourselves from this suffering. We have a path, we have the Dharma. Try to connect with this feeling of wanting to be free of samsara, wanting to achieve lasting happiness by discovering your own true nature. So once again, we can drop the reflection and this time rest in awareness, knowing that regardless of how things feel, the ever-present awareness, your own Buddha nature, is always present, right here, right now. And so as we bring the practice to a close, we can dedicate that any merit that's come from this practice, may it be of benefit to all beings. May all beings find lasting, genuine happiness. May all beings recognize their true nature. Sunanditam jisibani Tone nyebe dranam pamjini Ega na jiba la drugbayi Sibe so ni droha drosho. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of existence. May all beings be free. So thank you everyone for a beautiful session.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Obrigada, Consalma.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Nice to see everybody.
Yes, right, great.
Bye bye, a bientôt.
A bientôt.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.